This week on the Trade Securely podcast, stories from the trenches of the Sears bankruptcy. Here's a sample.
There was a high-end kitchen appliance company. Sears represented roughly 50% of their total sales. What they decided to do once they started heeding the warnings of the industry sector, our industry sector, they decided, look, this freight train is coming at us. Everybody's warning us to get out of the way. So what they did is they said, we're going to redirect some of our sales. Remember, this was 50% of their sales, and get out of this exposure to Sears. And they used the insurance companies to help them diversify their risk. Because the insurers had all of this information on a lot of companies out there, they were able to help this particular kitchen manufacturer direct their sales to other companies in other places, so that at the end of the day, their margins went up because they weren't so wholly dependent on Sears.
Coming up this week on the Trade Securely podcast, stories from the trenches of the Sears bankruptcy.